Hey everybody, this is your girl Dani Lachey of WebCelebDaily.com. We are bringing you another Web Celeb exclusive. We have one of the baddest girls from Bad Girls Club. Everybody knows her as the bitch bringing the voodoo. We have Miss Judy J on the line, everybody. What's going on, lady?
Hi, Miss Dani. Thank you so much for having me. And hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We had to have you on the show. It's been a minute. So, you know, let's talk a little bit. What do you think about Bad Girls Club ending?
Well, I personally feel that eventually it's going to come back. If you guys are all in tune with, like, Jersey Shore, y'all know that went off of the air a little while ago, a few years ago, and now they're doing a reunion special. I feel like Oxygen, well, first of all, they've been wanting to pull the plug on the Bad Girls Club after season 11 when all the jumping and bullying went on. And that's why for season 12, they brought in a life coach to try to change the dynamic of the show, to try to, you know, save face and show people like, hey, this show isn't just about being violent and women tearing each other down and fighting and jumping each other. You know, we're trying to help these women. These women are actually awesome people besides their crazy traits. So they tried to save face because a lot of sponsorships started pulling out after season 11. If you remember, like, my original season, like season 7 and the earlier seasons, we used to have, like, commercials and we had sponsors. It used to be like Bad Girls Club sponsored by Garnier Fructis. You know, we had tons of sponsors. And after season 11, everybody just kind of, you know, got really disgusted and turned off because there was so much jumping and it was just really bad. So Oxygen has been trying to pull the plug. And the last few seasons, the ratings weren't that great and it just started becoming very redundant. Like, you have to remember, now these girls are going on and they're fans of the Bad Girls Club. So now they're all trying to go on the show to outdo us, you know, the vets from Bad Girls Club, or, you know, to be the baddest or to be like the star of the show, when at one point it wasn't really about that. It was just about going in there, having fun, meeting new friends, learning new things, and changing for the better. So the heart of the show kind of faded out, and especially, you know, with social media and stuff, people started leaking things. People just weren't as excited to tune in every Tuesday, every Monday to Bad Girls Club because they didn't have to. They could just log on to social media and see the leaks or the spills that people would leak. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was just so redundant, and it was time to give Bad Girls Club a rest. But if you remember on the last commercial when they said, you know, Bad Girls Club is done, at the end they ended it and it said for now. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, so that's a little sign like, okay, it's not gone forever, but I don't know how long it will be gone. But I'm happy that they took it off the air because it will give people a chance to miss it, to want it back. And when they hopefully reboot the show and do a reunion special, it will go back to how it was, and hopefully they only bring back like the big bad girl names, you know, and keep a consecutive cast like a Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, we don't need new girls every season because the fans like who they like, and I feel like they should just keep a repetitive cast so fans could really just grow with us and learn more about us as the seasons go on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot, but yeah.
That's a good idea, though. Now, if they do something like that, would you be willing to come back to the franchise?
Absolutely. I am not one of those girls who, like, blame production and editing on the way I looked on TV. You know, I feel like Oxygen always showed me a lot of love. They always brought me back to the spinoffs. And Bjorna Murray has been nothing but great to me. So I definitely support them in anything that they do. And I would definitely be there. Absolutely. My fans miss me. I love my fans. And I love being on TV and just entertaining people and making people laugh. And Oxygen is my home. So absolutely, I definitely would be there.
Awesome. Now, what made you even decide to try out for the show?
So I didn't grow up like wanting to be necessarily a reality star, But at a young age, like, I was always in, like, tap and ballet. I played the piano. I grew up as the only child, and my mother always, like, recorded home videos of me. So I was always very, like, outgoing, outspoken. I always had to meet other friends, like, at carnivals and, you know, stuff like that, because I didn't have any siblings growing up. Mm-hmm. So to ride the roller coasters and the rides, I had to be outgoing and introduce myself. Like, hi, I'm Judy. Do you want to ride this ride? You know, so my talkative skills and my social skills started at a very, very young age, along with all of, like, the arts and crafts that I was doing, the dancing, the art classes, everything like that. And when I went into high school, I did cheerleading, I played volleyball, I played basketball, and I was really good at all of it, but I really, really fell in love with writing when I joined the newspaper staff. And from that, I went to college at Columbia College Chicago, and I majored in broadcast journalism and television and radio, mm-hmm. broadcast journalism, because I really liked to write, I liked to be hands-on, I liked to go out, interview. You know, and Columbia College Chicago is one of the biggest media art schools in the nation. Like, our professors literally would get off of work at ABC 7 Chicago and come and teach us. So our professors were people who literally did, you know, what they're teaching us. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, it was my junior year of college, and my friend was like, you know, there's this show called The Bad Girls Club, and I think that, like, you would be perfect for that show, because I was always crazy. I was always a party girl. And to be honest, I didn't watch Bad Girls Club. I didn't have the Oxygen channel. That was, like, a time where you needed to, like, pay extra for the network or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she showed me the one of the episodes, and it was season 5. And I was like, what? These girls think they're crazy. They haven't seen nothing yet. You know? So I'm like, they have no idea what crazy is. So a casting call was coming to Chicago, and my friend was like, we should just go. Like, let's just go and see what happens. And I was like, I'm down. So me, her, and her boyfriend at the time went. And when I tell you, the line was wrapped around, like, the block. Like, it was thousands of girls, like, wearing their Gucci, their Chanel, their red bottoms. I mean, these girls were ready to go. Like, they really, really wanted this. Mm-hmm. And I literally told my friend, I was like, gee, we're never going to make it. Like, this is crazy, but let's have fun. So we went to the bar, we took some shots, and to make a long story short, like, I just kept making every round. And the last round, I came out with a manila folder. Mind you, it was hell to get to the last round. It was raining. The traffic in Chicago was bad. Literally, I was like 45 minutes late, but the casting director liked me so much that she waited.
Wow.
So it was literally, yes, it was literally like fate and by the grace of God and just being at the right place at the right time. And when I came out with the manila folder and my friend didn't, that's when I kind of knew, like, okay, like, this is real. You know, I'm making it. Mm-hmm. The casting director was like, we usually never do this, but I think that you're great for the show. We need you to make a home video as soon as possible and spit it in ASAP, because I need to push you through. And that's literally how it went. And after that, it went through like 4 months of casting. People would call me randomly from 4-digit numbers. At all hours of the night, literally, I would be, like, at a party, drunk as hell, and I would get this phone call and pick up, and it'd be the casting director, and they do that for 4 months. They call your ex-boyfriends. They do extensive background checks on you. They want to get to know you, you know, so nothing you do is going to hurt your chances of being on Bad Girls Club. In fact, the worse that it is and the more crazy it is, it's probably going to help you. So it literally was just crazy. 4 months, and then on Valentine's Day of 2011, I got that phone call. I literally was getting my hair done for Valentine's Day, and the casting director was like, Judy, you made the show. And I just went crazy. She was like, I'll see you in New Orleans. Like, it was just, and from then on, it was just crazy. It was just nuts. Literally not planned. Just going to have fun, see what happens, and everything just kind of fell, like, in my lap. It was insane. And till this day, I'll never, like, ever forget the feeling that I had. It was crazy. Crazy.
Wow. That sounds like an amazing experience. I didn't even know that they did that, you know, much of a background check in depth like that to want to talk to your exes.
They pulled up stuff that I did in sixth grade. They know you very, very well. So on the shows, like for instance, on season 15, they did the sister season, mm-hmm. and there were two girls on the show that turned out to not be sisters, and they like played it up, and it was like one of the most dramatic moments of the season.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, but us knowing, well, me and the other girls and stuff knowing how much they do a background check on you and how extensive it is, I know that production knew that they weren't sisters, but they thought it was a great idea because it's never happened before on television and it would be great for ratings. But these people know you and they know more than you think they do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. For sure. They had us fooled for sure, because I definitely was like, damn. Like, this was a damn plot twist. Like, nobody was expecting
it. It was great. I think it did great. I think that 15 was bomb. I feel like if 15 was one of the earlier seasons, the girls would have had way more publicity than what they got. Because literally after 13, Redemption, when they did the All-Star season with us, mm-hmm. it went away. Yeah, it went away for a little while. Because little do people know, 13 was supposed to be the last season. That's why they brought it back as an All-Star season. But Bjana Murray was like, let's keep it going. Like, ratings are still good. It's still in the millions. Let's see what happened. So Oxygen caved in and was like, okay, let's do a few more seasons and see what happens. And it just didn't do good. The ratings never hit a million again after season 13. It was, it was sad.
Damn. Yeah, it definitely had a good run. I mean, I know I've been watching it since the beginning. So on there, you know, you get to meet girls, and I honestly feel like, you know, a lot of it is just to put on for because you're on camera. But are you still real friends with anybody from the show?
Yes. Me and Tierra from my original season 7, I actually was her bridesmaid in her wedding in 2015. We're still very close. We have a lot in common because she's from Gary, Indiana, which is only like 20 minutes outside of Chicago where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So we know what we be talking about besides Bad Girls Club. We have like the same mutual friends. We are really in tune with each other's lives. Me and Stassi from my season 7 are still friends, but she is going through like a very spiritual stage. She got super religious after the show, and she did an All-Star Battle too, and she just didn't really like the way that she was edited. She feels like Oxygen kind of made her be like the angry black woman. Mm-hmm. So in retrospect, she kind of fell off the grid. But she's doing great. She's a flight attendant now, and we talk when we can. Me and Sarah are really good friends from season 11. We did Redemption together, and we got really close. We have a lot in common, too. And now I live in Atlanta, and she does, too. Mm-hmm. So we're still very good friends. I have a lot of friends from Bad Girls Club. We may not talk every day or see each other every day, but we definitely do communicate. It's a great way to meet women from all around the world who have, like, the same kind of issues and went through the same kind of stuff as you, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, that's what's up. What do you think about, like, besides yourself, who do you think is one of the most memorable of all the seasons?
Oh, well, without a doubt, like, everybody knows this, and Bjana Murray stated this, and they've done so much promotion around it. It's definitely me, Tanisha, and Natalie, like, mm-hmm. without a doubt. We hate to toot my own horn. Hey, I'm not just making this up. These are facts, and I have receipts. But they definitely play up on me, Natalie, and Tanisha, and a lot of the girls that came on the show, they kind of, you know, stem from what we brought to the show. Mm-hmm. But aside of, like, the Holy Grail, which is me, Natalie, and Tanisha, and that's just facts, I would definitely say Megan is a fan favorite. People love her. And Rocky is loved by a lot of fans as well. And Sarah has a lot of fans too, but in like when people think of Bad Girls Club and when they bring up names, usually it's me, Natalie, and Tanisha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Okay. Well, now, what's life like for you after Bad Girls Club? Like, where do you want to now?
Well, I just turned my Vixen brand into a legitimate business. It's definitely an LLC now. And I partnered up with PETA. My hot sauce is in their mall. I have a ton of goodies that I sell on my website, sojudyj.com. I wrote my first book in 2015, and all the proceeds go to lung cancer, which is what my mother passed away from. Yeah, it was horrible. I have my own radio segment called The Juice with Judy J, and it airs every Wednesday on WGTSDB, which is an internet-based radio show that reaches all cities around the world. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I did a movie. It was an independent film. It was called Raven's Cravings, and I did get an IMDb credit for it. IMDb, IMBD, IMDb.
I always get the letters mixed up.
Me too, but it was great. It was a great opportunity, and the movie went into Best Buy, Walmart, Target, Overstock, Amazon, tons of places, and my book went into Barnes & Noble. I just filmed a new independent film this past October. It's called The Mercedes Project, and it is going to Netflix and as many stores as my first one did, so I'm super excited about that. I'm really focused on radio and acting right now. I've been casted to a ton of new stuff, but things just didn't fall through, and it just wasn't my calling. But I do have a couple shows under my belt that I am in the running for, so fingers crossed. I know I'll be back on TV. It's definitely like what I live for and what I do. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay busy with my radio show. I'm still booked. I still travel and host events and stuff. You know, just trying to stay very active. Oh, and I also do music. Actually, my latest single, Jambalaya, made it into This Is 50. So that's good. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, while I'm off of TV right now, I'm just focusing on my other artistic abilities to keep my fans in tune and to keep them entertained. So fingers crossed, though, I pray to be back on TV as soon as possible. One of the shows that I really want to do, I just feel like it's so me is Scared Famous. Because I just, on VH1, I just feel like I would be so funny for that show. It's super funny. And I love ghost hunting and stuff like that. I literally do that in my everyday normal life. So I'm totally, you know, hoping that, you know, Scared Famous reaches out to me, because Monami Entertainment did reach out to me last April for a new show that they were doing. I don't think it was Love and Hip Hop, but if I'm not mistaken, it may have been Scared Famous. So the fact that Monami Entertainment even reached out to me, it lets me know I'm definitely on their radar. They're definitely watching. So I just got to stay busy to let them know, hey, I deserve to be a VH1 voodoo queen too.
Exactly. And you know they always watching. It's always somebody watching.
So absolutely.
How do you handle the pressures of being on TV now? Because everybody's, you know, in your business, or they think they know you based off, you know, what they see on TV. Like, how do you handle people giving their public opinion of you all the time?
To be honest, I'm not even going to lie. Like, Season 7 was so great, and that's actually where a lot of my fans loved me the most at, because I was so authentic. And then again, I was like 21. It was my first time on TV. It was new to me. Like, literally, like, it gives me the worst anxiety ever. I'm not even going to lie. Some days I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to be famous. I don't even want to do this. Like, I just literally want to just backpack across Asia, travel, try new foods. Oh, I also food blog and travel blog on my Instagram and stuff. So I definitely do that. But, you know, part of me wants to just be this girl who is not known and just travels across the world and enjoys new food and tries new adventures and stuff. But then the other side of me is like, Judy, you are too crazy to not be on TV. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, normal life where? So it's like I just have very two different personalities when it comes to it. But I will admit and be the first one to say my anxiety has gotten so bad from being on TV and just being noticed everywhere. Like, you really, like, literally, I can't even run to Walgreens and just be low key. Like, it's always, you know, and I love that. You know, of course I love everybody. I love my fans. I love that people love me. But me having like horrible anxiety and being nervous all the time and paranoid, the mix has been good. And I used to try to like drown it out with alcohol. That's why I would drink so much, because I would be so nervous. But I realized like you know what, I have to find another way to deal with my anxiety and my stress, because the alcohol really started getting to me. I gained hella weight from alcohol. And then when my mom and my dad passed away, I just was like, I can't keep drinking like this. You know what I'm saying? Because I keep losing friends. Like, it's only making me more sad and depressed. I wake up with hangovers. I'm not healthy. I was smoking cigarettes, chain smoking. I had to change something, and I did. I quit smoking cigarettes in January of 2016. Haven't looked back, and I definitely slowed down my alcohol intake. So now I'm, like, on this health thing, and I realized that exercise and what you eat really, really makes a difference. Like, it does. Like, I swear, like, I drink chamomile tea all the time to help with my anxiety and my nervousness. Exercising helps with anxiety. And literally what you eat and what you feed your body, your brain will function off of what you put into it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you eat more greens and more seeds and more almonds and more fruit, you will think differently and you will feel better. Like, that is not a lie. I used to be like, what, healthy? Hell no. But no, like, for real. And I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. So, and who passed away at, Erica Garner, you know, when she passed away from a heart attack at only at age 27, that scared me. You know, like, that let me know, like, you know what, we are getting older and this matters. It's just, it's scary, you know, so I just had to change my ways and deal with my anxiety from TV a completely different way.
Oh, that's amazing, Judy, and you should definitely be proud of yourself, because not a lot of people would be willing to even admit these things, let alone, you know, go publicly and let people along with that journey. So that definitely shows your growth.
Yes, you know, thank you so much. And it's not easy, you know, it's an everyday process. I've gotten more spiritual. I was raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. I made all my sacraments, all my, you know, everything, my communion, my baptism, my confirmation, all that. You know, my mother definitely instilled religion in me. But as I got older, I realized that I'm way more spiritual than religious, and it helps me a lot more, like meditation. I use a lot of sage. I'm very into crystals and candles and ritual oils and just very, very spiritual, artsy, witchy stuff. And that also helps my anxiety too, for sure.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about some of these candles. These candles are very popular. I've been seeing them all over Instagram. And you've been selling them for a while, right?
Yes. The first time I released candles was like back in 2013. And this was like around the time when I was first starting my Vixen brand. So everything was very new. And this past winter, I rebooted them and called them Christmas on the Mississippi, and I turned them into a limited edition thing. So every, like, right after Thanksgiving, every year, I'm going to release candles with a new name, a new scent, and it will be sold from November to December, so during the winter seasons, for limited edition. And they sold out. They did really great. And I love candles, because candles just help with everything. So I love it. Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to definitely have to try some, and we're going to include links to everything so everyone can check you out. And
yay!
Where can, if someone wants to buy your hot sauce, where can they go for that?
Yes, my hot sauce is actually available at Jody's Italian Ice Factory in the restaurant in Hammond, Indiana. But my new flavor, it's going to be a verde green hot sauce, and I'm also working on a chipotle hot sauce and a vegan hot sauce. So there's going to be tons of hot sauce coming in the future. But for all my fans that's not in Hammond, Indiana, you can purchase it at SoJudyJ.com, my website. Everything, not even just my hot sauce, literally all of my limited edition goodies, all of my products, you can get right at my website.
Awesome. Now, so you said that you're really focusing on music and film. Is there a specific kind of show or movie type that you're trying to get into? Like, you want to do drama? You want to do a comedy?
You know, I'm so funny, but I'm funnier when it's not planned. Like, I'm not one of those comedians who can stand up and tell jokes and it's funny. Everybody will kind of look at me like, what? She's crazy. But, you know, like, they're like, no. So I realized I'm not one of those, like, comedians like that. I'm definitely just the impulse type of funny. Like, I make people laugh without trying and by accident most of the time, mm-hmm. embarrassing myself. But I'm totally into horror. I love ghosts. I love the paranormal. I love things that can't be explained. Horror movies are for me, and I am definitely all for horror movies. And I'll do some comedy because I think that I'm just naturally funny. But if they're asking me to read off a script, no. Because I get super weird, and people are like, she's weird as hell. Like, what? This isn't funny. And I realized that on season 13, like, seriously, like, some tea. On 7, what made it so great was I wasn't trying to be funny, and I was just being me, which was just so funny naturally. Mm-hmm. And then on season 13, I knew what my fans loved of me, and I knew what people wanted to see, so I tried too hard. And it came off psycho as hell. Like, for real. Is she really crazy or what is going on? Do we have a psychopath in the house? And it was because I was literally trying to, like, play up like my crazy funny Judy persona, mm-hmm. but it totally just came off so bad. Like, it was so wrong. Like, people were worried about me, people were praying. I was like, oh my god. But actually, looking back though, I was definitely going through something. I was definitely unhappy. I had just turned 25, and I don't know, I was just at a place in my life where I was like, you know what, I should be somewhere else than where I am right now. Mm-hmm. I just was feeling, you know, a lot of type of ways because at 25, it's a milestone. But I look back now and I realize it was kind of the universe preparing me for change, mm-hmm. in more ways than one. Not just, you know, quitting smoking eventually and slowing down on drinking, but also when I was 25, I lost both of my parents. You know, so I feel like that was the universe pulling up my heartstrings, just letting me know, like, Judy, you're 25, your life is about to change, be ready for it, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, like, I mean, you gotta look out for the omens. I'm telling you, I'm spiritual, and things will present themselves before they even happen, and you have to, you know, pay attention to those signs. And I definitely think at 25, when I was having my meltdown and my breakdown, it was because God was, you know, preparing me to hit rock bottom so I could build myself back up. And that's what I've been doing since then, and I'm still doing it to this day.
You're still doing it. And that's what matters, that you're still doing it. A lot of people give up. A lot of people give in, and they just, you know, succumb to those demons. So I'm definitely glad that you're still climbing that mountain.
Thank you so much. Like, that means a lot.
Definitely, man. Well, let's see. So what's something that you want the fans to know about you that we don't know already?
I think that, I think fans misinterpret, like, they're so quick to, well, actually, people don't do it anymore as much. And I honestly think it's because maybe Bad Girl Club did go off the radar for a little while. Mm-hmm. And now my fans can tune into my real life and not just what they see on TV, because Snapchat didn't always exist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like now that fans can see what I do on an everyday basis, they know that I'm not an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was definitely something that was very annoying and irritating, because I was never an alcoholic. It was just when I started drinking, I had no control of when I stopped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like I woke up every morning and needed a bottle of wine with my eggs and my eggs Benedict and stuff. You know, it wasn't like that. It wasn't ever like that. It's more so when I start to drink, I can't stop. So it wasn't being an alcoholic. I think it was alcoholism. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy. But I think now, like I said, with Snapchat and my fans being able to tune into my everyday life, they know that I'm not an alcoholic, because I haven't heard that in a long time. Mm-hmm. But that's something that used to really, really bother me. Yeah, for sure. And I have some other stuff I want to share with fans, but eventually. And I think that my next book, I'm going to really dive into that, because as open as I am, there's a lot of things that my fans don't know about me. And, like, you know, me fighting cancer
twice. Just a lot of, you know, just deep, deep things that molded me into the woman that I am today and why I have some of the issues I have. They don't really know that, but I think one day I'm gonna be open book and tell it, because I feel like you have to, because there's so many people out in the world that goes through stuff and they feel like nobody will understand and that nobody is going to get them or nobody's going to listen, not knowing that somebody else is going through the exact same thing or went through it, you know?
Exactly. And we definitely need more of that, being that, like, with this generation, the suicide rate is so high, yes, you know, compared to previous years. So that definitely will help somebody. So you definitely got to make that book, and we'll definitely make sure that we grab a copy, because, you know, you have an interesting story and it definitely does need to be told.
Thank you so much. I love you, Miss Danny. And actually, I'm going to send you one of my new products. Oh, another thing. On February 14th, maybe a couple days before, I'm dropping my very first ever limited edition Deja Voodoo perfume. It's definitely going to smell so good. It's going to have flowers in it. It's a droplet type perfume. It's going to be so bomb. And it's limited edition, so that's definitely going to come out. And I'm definitely going to send you one. And And in March, you know, I'm a Pisces. I'm a proud Pisces.
Yeah.
I have more bath bombs dropping for March and for the spring and stuff. Floral scents, very friendly, springtime. Let's get it. So I'm definitely going to send you a few of my products for sure.
Oh, awesome. I definitely can't wait to try them out, because I love, love, love bath bombs.
Yeah, I got you. I got you then, girl. I got you. For sure.
Awesome. So what's some advice that you may want to give to, you know, someone that sees Bad Girls Club and they feel, you know, this is something that I want to do. You know, this is the type of life I want to live, or to maybe even start off their career. Like, what advice would you give someone trying to follow in your footsteps?
I would definitely say, if y'all are looking to be a reality star and start your career, you know, with reality TV, it's a great thing to do. It's not like the past when social media wasn't around. Like, because even Instagram wasn't around, like, my first season 7. If it was, oh, girl, what? But it nowadays, like, if you look back at older reality shows, they don't have much of a following because social media wasn't around. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, if reality TV is how you want to jumpstart your career, it's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's tuning in to TV. Everybody's tweeting live when it airs. Everybody is following their favorites on Instagram. My advice is to completely be yourself. Don't go on there trying to be the best, trying to be the star, trying to be the best, this, biggest, that. Because you have to remember, producers and the magic of editing can make you look however they want you to look. So I suggest you be completely yourself, 100% authentic, 100% genuine. So when it does air, you won't have to blame anybody but yourself for what is shown and how you acted. You know, mm-hmm. Be yourself, make sure you brand yourself, and make sure you have in mind what you want to do once the show airs and after the show goes off. You know, definitely make it a stepping stone and something that you can grow from it. Plant the seed. Yes, plant the seed on reality TV, but be prepared to water it and continue to keep it growing after TV. Absolutely.
Okay, now, Judy, you need to go on some speaking tours, you know, some great motivational
speaking tours. That means a lot to me. That means a lot. I'm still figuring out my purpose and figuring out, you know, why I'm here. And I definitely know it's for a reason, because I'm still here, you know, and every day it's just, I'm learning more about myself every day, and I'm figuring it out, Danny. I am.
Awesome. We all still are, you know, we, none of us, I feel like 100% have it, you know, for those of us that are slowly building. But once you get there, you know what I'm saying? Or at least once you get past that certain level, when you know, you just got to take off.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, absolutely. I heard that once you figure out what you're here for and your purpose, you'll never work a day in your life again.
Yep. Because it's not work when you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, Judy, I definitely thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to hear your story. And everybody, make sure that you check out her website, www.sojudyj, and that's jai.com. Make sure you look for her hot sauce, the new flavors that's coming out. Check out her bath bombs, her candles, everything. Make sure you check out the music, too. We're going to put links to that in the article below. Thank you so much, Judy.
So, Miss Danny, no, thank you so much for having me and giving me the platform and the opportunity to talk to you. I'm so thankful, and I support everything that you do as well, and I definitely got your bath bombs coming as soon as they drop.
Awesome, babe. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, y'all. Love you, Team Judy.